It's time for the Baseball Insider, MSO News Sports Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni. I'm Bill Newell. Andy, welcome.
Happy to be back once again, Bill, and happy to say that tomorrow at Fenway Park, it is the home opener.
Yeah, play ball. Well, the Red Sox are coming back from Detroit, or are back, I'm sure, from Detroit, getting ready for Friday's opener, Friday afternoon. So, Andy, what can we expect?
Well, we can expect the Red Sox to hopefully get the bats going, get some decent pitching, and maybe have a good homestand to start things off at Fenway Park this year. The Red Sox yesterday wrapped up a three-game series in Detroit, scoring 6 runs in the fourth inning and beating the Tigers 9-7. So the Sox come back to Fenway with a record of 3-3. They're in fourth place in the AL East, but still very early, of course, just a game and a half behind the Rays.
All right, so with the home opener, the Red Sox traditionally here the last several years have made a number of changes from year to year at the ballpark. So what are the changes this year that fans should be looking forward to or looking for, or watching out for, maybe is a better word to say, for at Fenway Park starting tomorrow?
Well, if you certainly want to buy any food or concessions at Fenway starting tomorrow, make sure to bring your credit or debit card. Fenway is now a cashless facility. Do bring cash. It can be exchanged for a debit card at kiosks throughout the park. So that's a whole new change for people walking into Fenway tomorrow, so just be prepared there. For the first time, starting tomorrow, the field itself at Fenway is going to be sponsored, and you'll see that sponsor written on the grass. Anything for an extra buck, Bill. Some new concession items if you have your credit or debit card handy. Starting tomorrow, you can get Sal's Pizza, mozzarella sticks, buffalo chicken egg rolls, Doritos walking tacos, Fluffernutter fries, or jalapeno Cheetos hot dog.
Oh, man. You know, a couple of those do not sound good to me, Andy.
Yeah, a couple odd things floating through there, but hey, anything for a buck, right?
Should I know about Sal's Pizza? I mean, I've heard of it. Is it good? What do you think?
I've had it before. I give it a thumbs up.
Good. Okay.
Nope. I mean, I think it's probably going to be, if it is actually Sal's Pizza that they're trying to sell there, and not some some name they're slapping on the pizza, but I think it'll be a better option than what they've usually had at Fenway.
Not Sal from Danvers. Okay.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. But oh my God, Fluffernutter fries. Oh.
That one just blew me away when I saw that one. I'm like, what is that all about?
I mean, I'm seriously, how do you come up, I mean, with that one? I mean, I love fluff. I love peanut butter. I don't like them together. Call me crazy, but that's me. All right.
Well, that's why they get people up in the front office making the big bucks coming up with these grand ideas.
Yeah, that's probably my
wallet a little more.
Yeah, that's me. That's where I've missed out on a lot of things, I guess. All right. All right, Andy. What else do we have for to tell the listeners?
Well, you will notice a new scoreboard behind the right field bleachers. There's also a new event space behind the right field bleachers and an open air space as well. So that part of the Fenway will have a different look to it starting tomorrow.
You always check in on player notes. Anything to share with us this week?
Yeah, the Red Sox actually did some more spending since last we spoke, kind of something that came out of the woodwork here. We didn't expect to see this one coming, but they signed pitcher Garrett Whitlock to a 4-year contract extension. It's worth about $18.75 million. There'll be team options for the years 2027 and 2028. Whitlock obviously was a nice add to the Red Sox bullpen last year as a Rule 5 pick coming from the Yankees. And obviously he's been heavily relied on already early this year, and looks like they could be even stretching him out to become a starter at some point. So they have a lot of high hopes for Mr. Whitlock.
Well, I'm thinking they have plenty of money. If they can get people to come into that ballpark, pay to come into the ballpark, and then spend money to buy Fluffernutter fries, I mean, they've got to be rolling in cash.
Well, if they're rolling in cash that much, they better start dishing some out for Rafael Devers or Xander Bogaerts or two of the big names in the Red Sox lineup are going to be gone pretty soon.
Yeah, you got to eat yourself sick with Fluffernutter fries to get those guys signed, but let's hope so. All right, Andy, Nesson Plus, you always share with us. There's no game, actual Red Sox game today, Thursday, but what's on Nesson Plus today?
Well, get excited, Bill. 3 o'clock this afternoon, Red Sox on this day on Nesson Plus. It's a game from April 14th of 1998. Sox beat the A's 8-6 at Fenway. Nomar Garcia-Para leads the way with a home run and 5 RBIs.
Nomar, okay. Andy, around Major League Baseball, what do you have to share with us after this first week of the season?
Well, the league is continuing its annual tradition of wearing Jackie Robinson's number 42. This time, it's going to include a twist for the of Robinson's debut tomorrow. Players, coaches, managers will wear Robinson's iconic number 42 in honor of him breaking baseball's color barrier. But this year, every uniform will feature the 42 in Dodger blue. Honorary patches will also be stitched onto sleeves and caps.
All right. Anything else, Andy?
Yeah, Commissioner Rob Manfred, in a kind of a goodwill gesture, gave all players Bose headphones on opening day last week as a peace offering after that 99-day lockout. I think most players can afford the Bose headphones, but they had a nice present sitting in their locker when they showed up on opening day.
And Red Sox players, when they show up today, will get a cardboard basket of Fluffernutter fries in their lockers. Man.
It'll be a taste test for everybody when they get into the locker room. Test all the new items.
All right. Take us through the rest of the MLB notes, if you could, Andy.
Well, a situation that really aggravated me yesterday when I heard this news. Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw became just the second pitcher since 1900 to be removed from a game after throwing a perfect game through seven innings. The other pitcher, Red Sox owned Rich Hill back in 2016. Hill wasn't with the Red Sox at the time. Kershaw threw just 80 pitches in seven innings. He struck out 13 Twins batters and was taken out of the game.
You know, Andy, I heard the same thing. I cannot believe they didn't send him out. At least send him out next inning. Come on, 80 pitches?
The way I look at it, he should have been told, you go out there, if you give up a hit or you walk someone in the eighth inning, you're going to come out.
Yeah, but apparently they both agreed to it beforehand, I guess. You know?
I just can't wrap my head around it as part of this new age of baseball. It drives me totally crazy. So what, are we never going to see a perfect game again or a no-hitter because a pitcher is getting 80 pitches? I mean, you're not even talking he was at 100 pitches through 70. You're talking 80. He was breezing through the game with no effort whatsoever, no high-stress problems, and they take him out of the game. I mean, he obviously could never come to this situation again where he gets that close to throwing a perfect game. I would just be livid if I was Kershaw, but that's the way baseball is these days. It's run by the kids on their Schwinn bikes with the Harvard educations up in the front offices with their analytics, and to me, this is what's ruining baseball. No question about it. No question about it.
Andy, I'm not the best with today's references, but using a Schwinn bike reference, is that a current reference or not? And I'm not sure.
Well, I stole that one from one of my favorite sportscasters or radio talk show hosts, Chris Mad Dog Russo. He likes to say the front office kids going to their jobs in the front office are driving there in their Schwinn bikes.
All right. I think I had a Columbia bike when I was a kid. I don't know if any of those are made anymore. Okay. What else do you have, Andy?
Alyssa Nacken has made baseball history once again. The Giants assistant coach became the first female coach to make an on-appearance field in a major league game. Happened on Tuesday after the first base coach was ejected. Nacken has already made major league history after becoming the first full-time female hitting coach. And the Pirates, they were spending some money. I guess they might be selling some Fluffernutter fries over in Pittsburgh at this point at PNC Park. They gave up the largest contract of franchise history recently, bringing to terms of third baseman Brian Hayes on an 8-year, $70 million deal. And you can't make this stuff up if you tried. Back on opening day last Thursday, the Diamondbacks' Seth Beer hit a walk-off home run in a 4-2 win over the Padres. And that happened, Bill, on National Beer Day.
Oh, man. It was also, National Grilled Cheese Day, I think, this week, one of these days this week.
Yes, it was. Yep. Yes, I did hear that. I wonder if there's any grilled cheeses over at Fenway. They should probably add that to the menu.
Put some peanut butter or something on it, too.
Throw that in there. Yeah, exactly.
Or fluff. Grilled cheese and fluff. Oh, man.
All right.
And finally, Andy, I know you have a legendary name in your last post here. What do you got?
Yeah, Baseball Digest presented its Lifetime Achievement Award to the former voice of the Los Angeles Dodgers, Vin Scully, back on Tuesday. The award recognizes a living individual who has made significant contributions to the national game. The 94-year-old Scully spent 67 years with the Dodgers, which spans as the longest tenure of any broadcaster with a single team in professional sports history.
You know, I marvel at Vin Scully because, you know, I go down, I've been in that Brooklyn neighborhood where Ebbets Field used to be, right? And it's obviously no longer there, and you wouldn't even know it was there. And yet his career started there, and he so much changed from the, you know, 40s, 50s, or maybe 50s, 60s, you know, to basically today. It's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. It was tough to see him retire a few years ago because I would still listen to him, and he sounded like he was still on top of his game. But, yeah, he was definitely a legend, no doubt about it.
Well, when you get in the 90s, you're getting up there too, Andy.
I mean, that's true. He's got to enjoy some time off.
Yeah, so at some point I'll have to give this up. You know what I mean?
But I hear you. I'll be flying solo then.
There you go. All right, there he is. Andy, always good talking with you, and enjoy opening day. I will too as well here at home. All right.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, there he is. Baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSO, newsports.com.